Hey, what's up, guys? This is Van Good Eats, and I'm your host, Mikey, and...
LP!
And this is...
Morning Munchies.
Hey, what's up, guys? We're back with another episode of Morning Munchies on this, well, kind of rainy Saturday, but that's all right. I'm your host, Mikey, and I'm joined here with...
LP.
Alrighty now. Well, today we went to a place called Yolks. And it is at 1598 East Hastings Street. And I have to say, this is probably the busiest place that we've been to.
Oh, yeah, totally, man. Like, there's a bit of a lineup when we got there. But as soon as it was, like, open, just people just flocked in the door, man. And it just packed.
Yeah, it packed right up. And then while we were sitting there, there was a lineup building still of people
even
waiting.
Outside.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
And it's a pretty big place, too. Like, it's one of the bigger restaurants, I think, that we've been to. Almost like a full-on, kind of reminds me a bit like Cora's, but a little bit smaller, a little bit more cafe style. Not so much like, you know, sit down booth style. It's almost like cafeteria kind of.
Yeah.
A little sparse. I almost, don't know. Yeah. But they had some cool artwork in that. I saw Data from like Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Kinda
I
nerdy.
Saw. Yeah, they had a Chewbacca like weird
yeah,
looking
yeah.
Chewbacca painting. That was pretty cool
yeah.
though.
And it's pretty bright in there too, like windows. It's like all windows.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very I bet you on a sunny day it would have been nice. It would have been bright in there. And
yeah, I mean, yeah, minus right? the location, because, like, where it is, it's kind of all industrial. Like,
yeah.
There's not much really to look at around you. But, I mean,
that's
it's
true.
Still a nice spot. Like,
yeah, totally.
It's still cool. Yeah, so Yolks actually specializes in eggs.
Yeah,
obviously. Hence the name, Yolks.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, yeah, I think they're... Like, the main thing that they do is Eggs Benny.
Yeah.
But we both got the same thing, and we didn't have the Eggs Benny because online we were looking at these pictures, and, oh, man, this French toast looked so good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, it was actually really good. It had some kind of crispy coating around it. Like, I don't know, some must have been something like
kind of, I almost
up,
thought
like,
about like it was almost like cornflakes. I gotta look
cornflakes
again.
Cornflakes or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
crunched up and all around it. So it
yeah,
really gave it a
really,
really nice...
baked on it. So it was super crispy. When
it had good body.
Bit into it, but
yeah,
it was
yeah.
also still
soft
on the inside.
Gushy, yeah.
But I did find that it was a little battery.
Yeah, me too,
yeah,
actually.
I
got super full
battery.
Just off of one piece.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah me
right?
too,
so
exactly.
So maybe just a bit too much, maybe just two pieces, but you do get three pieces.
Yeah, it comes with three pieces, comes with
bacon.
We got the added bananas and pecans on top of it.
Candied pecans,
yeah.
And whipped cream
and
I think a dulce sauce, like a
oh.
caramel. That was that caramel that you were pouring on there.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Very nice.
It was awesome. It tasted really good. It was presented really well. An excellent French toast dish, but yeah, super filling. They probably would have been just as good with like two pieces. I can't really imagine anyone eating all of that.
The bacon was perfect too.
Well, I was going to talk about the bacon.
Oh. You have something else to say about the bacon?
Yeah, I do.
Damn.
It was good.
Yeah.
But it's like a 16-18, so it's super thin. And I think they cooked it like a couple hours before.
Really?
Yeah, because it was pretty cold.
Yours was cold.
Yeah, mine was like cold.
Mine wasn't cold.
I think you ate yours right away, though.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's bacon that was kind of, it's done a couple hours before. It's pre-cooked bacon, and then they just warm it up before they throw it on there, which is good. I mean, bacon's good anyway,
yeah.
really, but you can kind of tell that it was cooked previously, so. Mm. Yeah, and flattened out and crunched up.
Oh, I thought it was pretty good. What's what'd you think about the coffee this time?
It was okay. I wouldn't write home about it. It was just regular coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually didn't get coffee this time. I got their it was like a house-made chocolate milk. It was pretty good. I mean, I thought it was a little weird they put ice cubes in it, but
oh,
it
yeah.
was whatever.
Yeah.
Wasn't
yeah.
bad. I mean, it tasted really chocolatey. Like, it tasted like milk with chocolate. Like, pieces of chocolate.
That's actually what it looked like to me.
Yeah.
But then those were, I think they were the ice cubes. Yeah, but it did look like chunks of chocolate in it for sure.
Mm.
What about the service? What'd you think of the service?
I noticed our service was quite good, but I mean, like you said, we were seated pretty fast. I noticed the people next to us, their service wasn't quite as fast as ours, but I mean... Mm-hmm.
Well, they already came in when it was already kind of really busy.
Yeah, they came in when it was much busier, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but you're right. I mean, the lady seemed kind of choked, too, that it was taking a while for someone to actually acknowledge the fact that they were even there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No coffee or anything. Yeah, like they were already ready to go completely by the time the guy came over to, you know, take their orders. But
they're pretty happy there, though. Like, I mean, the staff and that.
Yeah, very friendly.
Yeah, very friendly. Yeah. He was very talkative and nice. And then we actually ended up taking it to go. Just because there was so much.
Yeah.
I do have to say, though, that the candied pecans were really good. And it had icing sugar on them as well.
Yeah, that was
nice. That was really nice.
And, well, before we went there, we actually went to another place for coffee and some pastries this morning.
You know why? Why? Because Yolks doesn't open till 9 on the weekends. Yeah. What's up with that?
Yolks doesn't open till 9, right? Because that one day we were there and it was closed. It doesn't make sense that it opens up at 9 on a Saturday.
Yeah, like, right? And during the rest of the week, they're open at 8. So anyways, that was just... So we needed something to do for an hour, so we went to Butter Baked Goods on McKenzie, like 33rd and McKenzie. It's a pretty good little bakery.
Yeah.
Lots of, like, homemade marshmallows. It's interesting
looking in there, too. Like,
yeah, very pretty.
Yeah.
Very girly. Would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Flowers.
Yeah.
And
but I don't know. It looks like a pastry shop to me. Like it looks like a bakery.
And very good coffee too.
Nah. It was all right.
It was all right.
Yeah. I don't know. To be honest, like I got a mocha and it was like, I don't know. Just wasn't. It wasn't a Starbucks mocha, you know, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know. It just like. It was lacking. Like, I felt like it was too...
Kind of plain?
Yeah, too plain almost. Like, there wasn't enough syrup in it or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And even the whipped cream, too. Like, it just...
wasn't sugary or anything.
Yeah, it wasn't sugary. It was, like, it was very plain, but...
Yeah, my latte was pretty plain, too.
But the...
I wasn't impressed.
The peanut butter ball that I had, that little pastry... Oh, that was really good.
And then we got a stack of cookies, and we got, I got some other little goodies, like Rice Krispie Square, but we haven't tried those yet. We still just got them in the bag still, waiting for the afternoon to sort of move on and then get into the goodies. But, I have to say, Yolks, what do you want to give it?
Yolks, I'm going to give a 7.5.
Yeah, 7.5. Yeah. I would say so, too. Well, I mean, it was really good, and it's very pretty and nice to look at in that, but there are, like, a few things about it. I don't know if we'd go back. Would you go back?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, it was not too bad, but I don't think I'm going to go back.
I heard the people next to us talking about, because there's another location. I think it's the original location. This is the second location on Hastings. I think the original location's on West Broadway. And they were saying that it's just... It's a lot more modern, bigger, but they said that they liked the original location better. So I don't know if we should try that and compare the two and see if there's, like, a difference.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, it's always an option, right? But maybe we should...
go try the original one.
Yeah,
for sure. I didn't even know. I didn't know that was it or not, but... Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Stay tuned. We'll have another episode coming for you next week. This has been Morning Munchies. Out.
Out.
What's up, guys? Mikey here. Just want to let you guys know that you can reach us at any time at vangoodeats@hotmail.com. It's open email for you guys to send in your suggestions, leave a comment, or generally just get in contact with us. Anyways, thanks guys. Keep it real. Morning Munchies.